Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Plans for schools reopening will be announced today. North End restaurants being put on notice and the state's issuing travel advisories. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The Beehive is coming for Britney Spears and it's all over. Who's the real Queen Bee?
Leroy Hedges. We were so amused.
Oh, man.
Leroy Hedges.
And Corona's about to make the sports world call for a timeout.
But first, Governor Baker is set to announce the plans for reopening schools in the fall today. Now, some of the guidelines already obtained by the Boston Globe address three possibilities. Complete return to school, remote learning, or a combination of the two. I'm guessing it'll be a combination of the two. But masks will be have to be worn by all adults as well as students in the second grade and up. Desks will have to face forward and be no less than 3 feet apart, ideally 6 feet, and students will most likely stay in the classrooms for breakfast and lunch, not in the cafeteria. Not required, though, will be daily temperature checks before entering the building. That will reportedly be left up to parents, and bus guidelines will be released at a later date. But today, Governor Baker will lay all of this out, so we'll know something more. North End restaurant owners have been put on notice by the Boston Licensing Board after a mandatory virtual meeting yesterday. Now, this is after more than 50 complaints about outdoor dining, including tables not being socially distanced, loud music after dark, animals on the patios. The board said that if restaurants do not comply, their guests will be asked to leave immediately, and they're not waiting for them to pay their bills. And the restaurants...
Okay.
Like, get out.
Hold on a second.
Where are we going this weekend?
Melissa and I go to lunch and then cause a little bit of a ruckus right before dessert. We can just leave.
Right. I like that idea. Yeah. Let's go.
Also, the restaurant's outdoor extension will be immediately revoked. And New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut issued a travel advisory that requires anyone arriving from states with high coronavirus rates to quarantine for 14 days. So as of yesterday, that applies to Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Utah, and Texas.
This one's North Carolina.
Oh, Jesus.
North Carolina.
I have a
South
lot of
Carolina,
friends
Utah,
that are
Texas.
Planning a...
Petey Pablo.
I know that. I have a lot of friends that are actually planning on going to Florida in the next few weeks.
Ah.
So if they come back, they
why don't they just come in here and have
days?
A sneeze in their face?
Shut up.
Well, each of the states, because I'm like, how are they going to, you know, really oversee this? I don't know. But each state's going to be responsible for their own enforcement, they're saying. There'll be aggressive public relations campaigns at like airports and highways and other locations. In New York, those violating the quarantine could be subject to a court order, mandatory quarantine, and fines starting at $2,000 for the first violation, $5,000 for the second, and $10,000 if you cause harm. So,
how many people really are driving in, right? And they see just, because when they're talking about a campaign, that just means a lot of billboards. Oh, quarantine 14 days if you're coming from Utah, whatever. Okay, I'll do that. What percentage of people do that?
But not a lot, but there are people that I know that are considering, if they're going to go to any of these places, like not posting anything on social media, because people will call them out.
People tell on themselves all the time.
Yeah, and employers, too, they'll call people out real quick.
It's going to be so... I can't think of a way, of a reason that I'm like, let's say I'm coming from one of those states to New York. Okay, so now I got to put aside 14 days.
Yes.
Before I start my official business of why I was going to New York in the first... So you basically got to set aside a month to go visit New
York. Correct. That's why a lot of people are not going on vacation right now.
Wow.
And you have to think about it. It's like, you know, where the numbers have been okay here in Massachusetts, but it's like, you know, you think about it. If all of a sudden everybody's, you know, all other people are coming from different places, you know... Plus, people here ain't wearing masks anyway. But
one of my boys is in Florida right now. When he comes back, I'm not even going to text him. just in case. You don't know how strong that Florida Corona is, Pebbles.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Eminem hasn't really been one to apologize or backpedal. Well, it is 2020. A lot of us are doing things we aren't used to doing. Earlier this week, I told you how a track leaked with an Eminem verse where he called out Revolt TV, saying F Revolt, y'all like a effed up remote, among other things. Well, since that track leaked, the Revolt social media pages fired back, posting F you too, Eminem. They even released a statement saying, why does Eminem, someone who was a guest in black culture, think he can talk down to Revolt? Adding that the whole thing was an unneeded distraction to the real issues going on. It's not okay. Well, Eminem actually agreed, saying via Twitter, quote, I never meant for that verse to be heard. I was heated in the moment and thought better of it and decided to pull it back. Adding that he welcomes the opportunity to work with Revolt on some positive things and turn this into a different direction. Trey Songz and Meek Mill got into it yesterday over who is doing what for charity. And it started on Monday when Trey tagged Meek in an Instagram post asking him to participate in the Feed Your City Challenge. It's an initiative that, you know, gives food and PPE to various cities. And Trey has been tagging different artists, not just Meek, but apparently Meek took exception, thinking he was being called out, and replied, $200K to Philadelphia schools and help raise 50 mil for reform. Trey Songz, don't try me like that. Trey responded, why do you feel attacked? I know what you're doing for the community. That's why I challenged you, saying that we all need to do better. Well, Meek responded again, saying, stop telling other artists to donate. That's just dumb. Handle your business. Don't try to put me on the spot. And then it all ended with Trey apologizing, posting, I am all for empowerment and uplifting one another in our communities, adding that he's man enough to admit he may have done things the wrong way. And you may notice that Queen Bee is trending and maybe wondering why. Well, the Beehive is coming for Britney Spears, and it's all over, you guessed it, an Instagram post. Oh, Britney posted a picture of a bee wearing a crown with the caption, to all my fans who call me Queen Bee, I believe this would be more accurate, and she put a bunch of bee emojis. Well, you know, the Beehive wasn't having it. The bee emojis came rolling in. One comment read, Beyonce is Queen Bee, don't get it twisted, Brit. Someone else said, I love you, but I believe that label's for Beyonce. But you also had Britney fans coming to her defense, posting things like, she said what she said.
Beyonce. But who's ever called Britney Spears Queen Bee? No one.
No, she's more of like the pop princess but people like to call her.
Beyonce is not an insect. Like, Queen Bee is queen, the letter B. She doesn't buzz.
Oh, we got pretty.
Okay,
right. She doesn't pollinate and create honey.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so wrestling.
Sorry.
Okay. Wrestling may have to tap out for a bit after multiple WWE wrestlers have tested positive for Corona. There's just too many. Baseball season is supposed to start next month, but let's just be honest. It's not guaranteed, especially since players around the league are showing up positive for COVID, including a Red Sox player. Now, who is it? They're not saying. They're keeping that under wraps. Former Celtic Avery Bradley, he plays for the Lakers now, and he decided he's not going to play when the season restarts so that he can be with his wife and three kids. His six-year-old son has had respiratory issues in the past, and he doesn't want to risk getting him sick. I understand
that. The Lakers are going to miss out on 8 points and no rebounds. How are they going to get through the season?
Right. And NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace, he spoke about the FBI's conclusion that the noose in the garage stall wasn't a hate crime. He said he's relieved and somewhat embarrassed. However, the son of a former NASCAR driver, Mike Skinner, this kid's name is Dustin. He wrote in a Facebook message to a friend, frankly, I wish they would have tied it to him and drug him around the pits.
Yo, so bad that the father had to come out and be like, yo, I love my son, but that is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Are you?
I'm so serious. He said a whole bunch more, but that was the line that stood out. Dustin has
I can't believe that the son of a NASCAR driver from the South
it's crazy.
Is a little racist.
It's crazy.
Shocking.
Since then, he's apologized, but I mean, come on. I know. And that's just sports.
Oh, my God. I need to take a breath. Whew. I don't know why I'm shocked, because I shouldn't be, but all right, your good news. I'm telling you right now, I'm doing this. So COVID-19 has been especially tough on the elderly, who have been strongly advised to stay home and have not been allowed visitors in nursing homes. But a home in Brazil has come up with a creative solution to give their seniors a way to connect with their loved ones. Administrators thought that they would be much happier if they could hug their relatives, so they got together and created a hug tunnel. It's made of thick plastic sheeting. It has armholes for visitors and residents to hug the person on the other side. And the idea came from a viral video showing a woman hugging her mother using a plastic curtain with arm enclosures in the backyard. And the director of the home said that it's nice to see the residents' faces light up with joy.
A hug tunnel.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Wow.
I'm creating a hug tunnel. That's your good news. And this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. Consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.